the next town.
And good Friday morning to you all. Happy holidays. Welcome to 92.3 The Fan. Kenny Rota filling in for Kylie and Booms. Hope your week has been a good one. If you've been on vacation, you've enjoyed it. You're getting ready for the Steelers and the Browns on Sunday, and we are going to get into that a lot today with head coach Sam Ratigliano of the Browns. Former Browns quarterback Tim Couch is going to join us. Your jokes about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to get into all that. I promise you that, but I've got to get this off my chest. I did not sleep well last night at all. And it wasn't because I had to get up early to do the show. As you all know, I'm a night owl. I'm a night person. I normally go to bed at 3 a.m. I left to come here today for work at 3:45 a.m. So I'm a little discombobulated, but that's not why I didn't sleep last night. The reason I did not sleep last night was because of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I invest far too much emotion into the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Ohio State Buckeyes, and I still haven't gotten over the Buckeyes' loss to Michigan State. And then the Cavaliers go out last night, and they play Santa Claus after Christmas and offer up gift after gift after gift after gift to the Atlanta Hawks, and they lose in double overtime, 127 to 125. It's hard to pick on, rag on, single out, get all over a player who scores 40 points in a game for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that's what Kyrie Irving did last night. But Kyrie Irving also committed, what, 6-7 turnovers, and some of them extremely costly turnovers, late in regulation, in overtime, in the second overtime, has a chance to grab a rebound. All he had to do was grab it, and he tried to spin dribble away from Millsap, and he lost it out of bounds. And Mike Brown even referenced that in the post-game press conference. You look back at the various points in that game when the Cavaliers were up, I think they were up 5 points, and they give up not only a three-point play to Kyle Korver, but they foul him, so it ends up being a four-point play and gets the Hawks right back into the game. Then they need to make sure they don't give up a three-pointer at the end of, what was it? Was it regulation or was it the first over? It was the first overtime. They're up by three, and they give up a three-pointer to Jeff Teague. They run the perfect play. Dellavedova and Irving crash into each other. There's no switch. I don't know if it was a lack of communication, if they were switching, if they weren't switching. I'm not sure. All I know for sure is that Jeff Teague was wide open, and he launches a 26-foot three-pointer that ties the game and sends it to the second overtime. And then, late in the game, you knew Jeff Teague was going to have the ball at the top of the key. You knew that. That's where they were going to initiate for the Atlanta Hawks. And that's where Teague got the ball, and he was guarded by Kyrie Irving, and they bring the pick with Tristan Thompson, and Kyrie did not fight through the pick at all. He just let Tristan Thompson have Jeff Teague. And that's a mismatch, because he's going to break him down, he's going to step back and drop about an 18-footer on him, and that's exactly what he did. Yes, it hit every part of the rim and rattled and tap-danced in, as Fred McLeod described it there on Fox Sports Ohio, but still, I need to see a little more fight out of Kyrie defensively. I need to see Kyrie not dribble into the corner baseline three times and have to use two timeouts because he over-dribbled thinking he's Curly Neal of the Harlem Globetrotters. Again, it's hard to rag on a guy who scored 40 points last night, was 5 of 6, I think, in the two overtimes shooting the basketball. But the turnovers were costly. The lack of defense, costly. And the Cavaliers lost a game they should not have lost last night. They should have walked away from Quicken Loans Arena in regulation with a victory, or at least in the first overtime with a victory. And yet, they end up losing by the final score of 127 to 125. So frustrating. So freaking frustrating as I watched that game unfold. And as I walked into the Halley building this morning, my man Bill, the security guard there, let me in over the garage, and then we were talking about it a little bit, and he said, hey, it was a great game. And you know what, Bill? You're right. It was a great game. It was a fun game to watch. If you weren't rooting for the Cavs or the Hawks and you just wanted an entertaining basketball game, you got one. You got one last night. You got one against Portland. But guess what? From a Cavs perspective, they lost both of those games. They lost to the Trailblazers and the Hawks in games that they should have won at home. And Damon Lillard went off, and Jeff Teague went off. What position do they play? They play point guard. And I've been saying this about Kyrie. If he wants to take that next step, if he wants to get to that elite level of not just All-Star, because he's second in the Eastern Conference in the All-Star voting for backcourt members, but if he wants to become a superstar, all right, he needs to learn how to play defense and give more effort. Early in the game, I remember tweeting out early in the game, help side defense by Kyrie. I saw it early in the game. I need to see it the entire game, though, from Kyrie Irving, especially in nutcracking time, when the game's on the line. Yes, he loves to have the ball, and he wants to take that final shot on offense when the game's on the line. I need to see him want to play defense when the game's on the line. That's where he's going to elevate to that next level if he's going to ever get there. He's got to play better defense. The effort wasn't there on that last play with Teague. He just kind of handed him off to Tristan. Fight over the pick. Show me something, unless, and I don't know because I wasn't there for the post-game press conference, unless they said we're switching everything. If they said we're switching everything, and I didn't hear that question asked in the post-game show last night, I don't know, but if they said we're switching everything, okay, then it's not on Kyrie. But if I'm the defender, this is just me. That's my guy ain't winning the game. I'm fighting through that pick. He's going to have to go around me. I'm going to find the other thing, too, and I'll get a little bit on Mike Brown on this, is in that situation, the game is tied. The shot clock is off, okay? So they're going for the last shot. And I've often wondered this, not just about the Cavaliers, but about a lot of teams in the NBA. Why do you, as the defensive team in that situation, allow the offensive team to just hold the ball and dribble it down for the final shot? Now, if you're ahead by 1, 2, or 3, I get it. Okay, you're ahead, and they need to make the shot to tie you. But with the game tied, if they hit a shot at the buzzer, it's over. It's done. It's history. Why not initiate the defense? Force them to go earlier, because if they make a shot then, at least you have a chance to counter and hit a tying or game-winning shot. Instead, the Cavaliers just sat back. Kyrie sat back. Teague with the yo-yo, down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then he looked at the clock, about 8 seconds to go. Then he goes, gets the screen, the switch with Tristan, shake and bake, stop, pop, drop, game over. Cavaliers lose a game they shouldn't have. Very frustrating last night. And I could tell Mike was upset after the game. Could tell that in his post-game press conference. And again, the defensive thing bothers him. The offensive rebounds, again, yesterday, very costly. Even though the Cavaliers had more offensive rebounds than the Hawks did, the Hawks made the Cavs pay whenever they got an offensive rebound. And the other thing that was frustrating at the end of that game, Al Horford was out. Their best player hurt his shoulder. He wasn't even in the game. Jeff Teague took over. You know why? Because he knows Kyrie really can't stop him. A lot of point guards know that they're going to be able to get their points because Kyrie Irving is guarding them. If he wants to become an elite player in the NBA, the defense has to get better. And he's got to cut back on the dribbling. Rodman, you're being too hard on the guy. Come on. Scored 40 points. He's the reason they were in that game at that point. He had 40, Deion had 20, and Tristan Thompson had 20. So, as I tweeted out last night, the lottery picks were paying off last night, right? They scored 80 points, and then somebody followed up and said, Rodman, you forgot to add in Anthony Bennett's points. He was a lottery pick, too. They still had 80 points. But the fact that Kyrie does it on the offensive end is great, but he's got to do it at both ends of the floor. He has to. That's the one thing with LeBron James. And I remember doing the TV show with Austin Carr and Jeff Phelps when LeBron won his first MVP award. We talked about it during that show that one of the reasons why he finally won that first MVP award was because of his defense, that he was doing it at both ends of the floor. And if Kyrie is supposed to be the leader, he's got to lead by example, as well as calling private meetings, talking in the locker room, and lead by example on defense. And early on in the game, I singled him out on Twitter. I loved it. I saw the help side defense, the five guys on a string that Mike's been preaching to these guys. I saw it early, but I didn't see it late. Frustrating, frustrating, frustrating. God, that's why I didn't sleep last night. I did not sleep last night hardly at all. and it was because of the Cavaliers. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to hear from Mike Brown later in the show. I had a chance yesterday before the game at Shootaround to grab Mike for about 6 minutes and do a one-on-one interview with Mike Brown. We'll hear that interview around 7 o'clock today about the team a third of the way through the season, what he thinks, where they are, all that stuff. Mike Brown at 7 o'clock. Coming up at 8:30, Sam Ratigliano. He knows all about this Steelers-Browns rivalry, involved in it for many years. Sam, the coach, is going to join us at 8:30 and looking forward to this at 9 a.m. this morning. Former Browns quarterback, number one overall pick in the 99 NFL draft, Tim Couch, going to check in with us. We'll talk to Timmy about beating the Steelers three times in seven starts, the only Browns quarterback to have beaten the Steelers more than once since the Browns returned in 1999. We're going to get into all of that. We got some other great stuff lined up for you on this final Friday morning for me as I fill in for Kylie and Booms. Vic Travagliante is here. Garrett Bush is here. Clay Barkas is producing this madness. We invite you to join us at 216-578-0092. You can hit me up on Twitter at TheKennyRota. We'll check in with the Twitches, take your phone calls, and get it all started right after this.